Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach said while the number of active COVID-19 cases have decreased to less than 100, health officials are very concerned about the number of hospitalizations as a result of COVID-19. She said they are also very concerned about people with pre-existing medical conditions contracting COVID-19.
Unfortunately, we are seeing an increase in the number of persons admitted to the hospital, and that is, you know, one of the indicators we are focusing on in terms of admissions to hospitals and deaths. And so at this point, we have 10 persons admitted to the hospital. One of them is fully vaccinated, and the other 9 are unvaccinated. And you know that, unfortunately, we had another death reported yesterday where it was a 42-year-old female with underlying conditions. She was fully vaccinated. However, the reality is that these persons with underlying conditions are more at risk for severe COVID. And you should still be vaccinated and boosted appropriately in order to increase your chances of being able to overcome the devastating effects of a COVID infection, potentially devastating effects. So we are quite concerned. Right now, our active cases have come back down under 100. We have 80 active cases, but we are monitoring the situation really carefully, and we are especially concerned about those persons with pre-existing conditions, so somebody who has diabetes, kidney disease, hypertension, heart disease, asthma, sickle cell, HIV positive. We are extremely concerned about these persons. These are the persons over 60, over 65, who are most at risk for a bad outcome.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach. Regionally, there have been an increase in the number of persons hospitalized with COVID-19 in Jamaica. The Ministry of Health says the patient load has increased by 6 to 113. 13 of the patients are severely ill and 5 are in critical condition. Additionally, the ministry says 68 COVID-19 cases were confirmed on Monday following the testing of 456 samples, and the COVID-19 death toll in Jamaica now stands at 3,121. Internationally, in a reversal for U.S. President Joe Biden, a federal appeals court in New Orleans on Monday agreed to reconsider its own April ruling that allowed the administration to require federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The new order from the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans vacates an earlier ruling by a 3-judge panel that upheld the mandate. The new order means a block on the mandate imposed in January by a Texas-based federal judge remains in effect, while the full court's 17 judges take up the appeal. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.